Usually I get one from my wife and children, but they're in Israel, in Eretz Yisrael. Today I have 7 talks, and outside of my family, my highest life value is to help an elementary, secondary school, primary school teacher. And Hashem Esh, Rabbi Schiff, has arranged me to be at many of the schools today and throughout the week. And I am grateful. So I'm glad to be starting here this morning, actually after Shacharis. You have in front of you a handout. It should be the only handout you should ever have, the kind of handout you should ever have to take in your life. And I'm going to go through it quickly. I understand I have until the big hand hits the 12. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Raising roses among the thorns, can it be done? Can we raise children in a society which is the antithesis of what we want them to be? So we need to know before we even begin that every door, in my opinion, the word door comes from the word lidarder, to roll downhill. Every door is a shabach ma'asecha. Yeshabach means to improve on. We have tests today that the Chofetz Chaim didn't have. We cannot approach the Chofetz Chaim in tzidkis, in sila, in Torah knowledge, but in Radin, if the kid ran into the street or went off to the street, he would find mud. Here it's not like that. So we have Nisyonis, which he did not face. And that's our greatness. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that Koyach, Beza Hashem. So first principle is the Sfas Emes' principle. It's a principle for life. Moshe and the menorah. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, make a menorah. And he couldn't do it. So then he was told, throw it into the fire. And he threw the gold into the fire and a menorah came out. Now you can be sure that if Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do it, then it can't be done. So why was he told to do something he couldn't do? So the Sfas Emes says that a person has to do as much as he can. If he would have thrown the gold into the fire before he had done his utmost, then nothing would have happened. If he could do everything he could, now throw it into the fire. And then he brings his Zedek, Chedush Yerim. This is in the Sfas Emes in Parshas Truma. The Sfas Emes says, it says, Yogata umatzasa, you shall labor and then you will find. Now the question is, when it comes to finding things, mitziot, finding lost objects, finding a mitzia, so there's no connection at all between my labor and what I find. A person could walk up and down the beach for several decades and find nothing, and someone else can just stroll down and immediately find a precious bracelet. Yogata umatzasa. So the Chiddush Yerim says the Eibishter gives everything to you. It's a mitzvah, but it's only after the Yogata. There isn't a direct connection, a natural connection between Yogata and Matzasa. It's a schooldika connection. You labor to the best of your ability and then you have a mitzvah. And that's the Nachshon principle. So Nachshon ben Aminadav went into the Yamsuf to his nose before the sea split. But he did everything he could do. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu enters the picture. So we need to know that when we talk about raising children or anything, your obligation is to do the best you can. The relation between control and responsibility. Number two, there's a direct connection between how much control I have over something and how much responsibility I have for it. For instance, getting here this morning, as I said, I have 7 talks, but that's not all I'm doing today. There's many other things in between. It's very busy. I promised a representative of the Queen that I was going to leave next Monday, but until next Monday, it's going to be very busy, but no stress. I have no stress at all when I'm Chutz Laaretz. Why? I have no idea where I am. In fact, I have no idea where I am now. In London. Someone mentioned to me once on one of my trips. He says, we're late. He says, no, you're late. I have no responsibility because I have no control. But what I have control over, I'm responsible for. Rabbi Schiff crossed the street with me today, led me across the street today. It was one of my first experiences here on this trip to get this used to using my neck muscles when you cross the road. So at that point, I didn't really know what was. So he took my hand. Actually, literally, I gave him my hand and he crossed me. I mean, not crossed me. He led me across the road. I'm sorry. So there's a relationship between control and responsibility. The more things you have control over, the more there's nothing in your life that you have more control over than what's going to go on in your head. How are you going to choose to look at something? How are you going to choose to look at a child, at a situation, at a spouse, at yourself, that you have the most control over and therefore the most responsibility? And the function of the question without an answer. These are introductory ideas that we need to know before we begin, that we just have to do the best we can. You do the best you can and then you start. The B'nai Yisachar, the Din of HaZachai Nilavachar. Here's the question. You know, there's a theological Gordian knot, a theological problem of how could Hashem know what we're going to do in advance and we still have free will. And we don't have a good answer for that. There are answers for people who need answers, but the Rambam tells us we don't really know the answer, so therefore that's the best answer. We don't really know. So the B'nai Yisachar asks, what's the function of a question without an answer? Like, what does it do for me? Everything in the world has a function. My daughter had an emergency appendectomy a few weeks ago in Shari Tzedek, and they weren't entirely sure that she had appendicitis until they opened it up. But you know something? If you go to a surgeon for appendicitis and it's not appendicitis, they take it out anyway to rule it out in the future, because medicine still thinks that the appendix is a vestigial organ. When we're hanging by our tails from the treetops 500, 600, 700 million years ago, then you needed an appendix. But since we don't know what an appendix is for, therefore it must be for nothing. Imrei kum nikem hurek. It tells us, Shiva Zechan Rebocha said, you have a child, you give an infant a gold watch, he's sitting in the crib, he's 6 months old. So what you can do with the gold watch? He can put it in his mouth. And then what's he going to do? He's going to throw it away. Why? Because it doesn't taste good, it doesn't chew well, it doesn't feel right in the mouth. Everything is judged by how it feels in the mouth. It must be for nothing. The hallmark of a fool is, if I don't know what it's for, it must be for nothing. A chacham says, if I don't know what it's for, something's with me. Something's wrong with me. The appendix has a function. Like the tonsils. Now, I don't have tonsils. In 1952, they took my tonsils out because my brother was having his out. I still remember it. I was 7 years old. And said, you have sore throats, you really shouldn't take it out, but your brother's having his out, so, like they say in Arabic, yalla. So, but we know that that's not true. Everything has a function. What's the function of a question you can't answer? So the B'nai Yisachar says, in your life, you're going to have problems, challenges, that you have no solution for, questions you have no answer for. Not the first time. Not the first time. And that's a way we look at life. We do the best we can, and then we stop. Because tomorrow's a new day. That's first part. You want to raise a rose among the thorns? You know you have to do the best you can, and not better. Our generation and our times. The happiness of being unique, both as an individual and as a generation. The Vigayin in Mishlei, Tazayin Pasuk Dalet. The Vigayin also appears in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim in Averes Elio. It's not the same thing word for word, but it's the same idea. That we just came off of the Yom Neroyim, so we said, La'odar Ma'achei Leiv, U'me'ashem Ma'ane Roshim. A person sets his heart, and then Hashem answers. So the Gaon says on that pasuk in Mishlei, Mishlei tells about pasuk Aleph, but the Gaon is on pasuk Dalet, where he's mefarish that pasuk. He says, in the time of Nevi'im, a person went to another who was called a Roah, a seer. Right? He's one Sefer Shmuel. lost donkeys, you go to the Navi, go to the Raya to see her. So then every individual came, and the Navi would answer him, Api Mishpite Hanavua Lefi Shoresh Nishmasai Lefi Teva Gufay. That's the Lashon of the Gaon. Lefi Shoresh Nishmasai, according to his spiritual root. Now, I look around and say, everyone knows what Shoresh Nishmasai means here, but there are people listening in, and they may not know what Shoresh Nishmasai means, which is why I'm being careful to translate. According to the nature of his body, your nature of your body is part of Hashem's Eitzatil. My Rebbe Zecheinu Levrocha of Simcha Wasserman was invited to Santa Fe, New Mexico. And when he found out that it was a very high altitude, he didn't go because he had a heart condition. If you have asthma, don't move to Mexico City. There's wonderful people there, but the air isn't that good. So Hashem gives you a body, and this is part of his advice to you. The Goyin in Aderes Eliyahu says that's why the Dor HaMidbar, the generation of the desert, was called the Dor Deya, the generation that really knew, because they had Moshe. That's what Yisroi said when Moshe told him he had three functions. One function is to educate litigancies. Second was to teach Torah. So the third was to be Mulha Elohim, to face Hashem. Heye Atah Mulha Elohim. That function of a prophet, where each individual was given his purpose, Heye Atah Mulha Elohim. The better the Navi, the better the transmitter. But La'odah Marcheway, the person has to set his heart first. You have to want to do the right thing with your full heart. Then, may Hashem honor Elohim. Then Hashem answers. That's that Goyim. So we have to know we are unique. Every person is different. Every person is different. And that's a happiness. Because if I'm the same as everybody else, then who needs me? And Rav Dessler says. The Sfarsamis in Bamidbar, page 16. It's on the bottom right hand side. I do not know Sfarsamis the heart. But this is Sfarsamis, he says, Yemale Hashem kol mishal asecha. Hashem will fill up all of you what you ask for. Ma hein mishal asa adam b'olam hazeh. What does a person want to know more than anything else in this world? Lo das ama nivra. What am I doing here? What's my function? I'm different than everyone else. And that's what dor l'dor yishabach ma'asecha means. Every generation has a different shvach. Shvach is lahashbiya, to improve, to say something that was not said in the generation before. And at the turn of the previous century, now, if I ask for a show of hands, how many socialists are in here in the room? Any socialists? 100 years ago was 1 year after the failed 1905 attempt at overthrowing the Tsar. The first attempt. The second attempt succeeded. Everybody who was a good person, who was, altruistic, future-looking, those who didn't listen to Gedolei Yisrael, who said, no, it's no good, don't do it. But those who thought they knew better became socialists. People who wanted to make a better world. People who wanted, you know, equality, etc., etc., etc. Do you know how hard it was to stay strong in those times? The times that were, you know, in Schwarzenegger, you know, the 70 years between 1970 and 1987 in the Soviet Union, it was impossible. Or in the United States, or in South Africa, or in London, also probably in the 1910s, 1920s. Shabbos. You had to be abnormal to keep Shabbos. There have been times before where things have been very, very difficult. Today, it's other things. Today, it's not ideas, which was socialism or Hellenism. It wasn't the need to earn a living in the 1920s and 1930s. What do you mean, keep Shabbos? Now, I don't know how it was in England. I assume it was the same. In the United States, if you didn't come in on Saturday, then you didn't have a job on Monday. my wife Zebe, Zechayna Levracha, Zatana, Zatan, Zechasid, he kept Shabbos. How did he do it? They had a group of friends every Shabbos. They didn't go for work. They knew they would need a new job on Monday. They got together from the Lava of Malka to give each other chizuk, to give each other strength, to face a new week. And that's what held him. The rest of his life, he kept Malav Malka. He was nifted his man Malav Malka, and his last request was make sure the Malav Malka is still going. Ad HaYom HaZeh, since 1967 he passed away, there's a Malav Malka in his memory. He was Makatayv, he was grateful to Malav Malka. Today, people aren't as concerned about making a living, the young generation. They're not as concerned with ideology. It's taiva. It's a different kind of a test. It's taiva, simple taiva. The generations are rolling downhill, and it's a more prusta taiva. It's a more prusta nisayon. It's a more coarse test. So if things are impossible, well, look back, not the first time. So we have to know that we have a special time of history, which is unique to us, and it's a test that we pass. Okay? Now, we're going to be, since I am watching the relentless big hand as it approaches the 10, so I have 12 minutes, so I'm going to make sure we're learning Torah, but we're going to get practical also. There are two types that we test, tests that we face. There's called the Yetzer HaMezgaber, an overpowering inclination. This is a Gemara and Kedushin and Brachos. There's a kind of insight where you know it's wrong. It gets high. You put a diabetic down in front of a big, you know, a mound of ice cream. It's hard. He knows it's wrong. Or someone who smokes. He knows it's wrong, but he can't help himself. That's the insight of Yosef HaTzadik. You know it's wrong, but you need koyach. That's the Yetzer HaMezgaber. You know it's wrong, but it's hard. And then is the Yetzer HaMezkadosh. It's a new kind of Yetzer. I didn't know that yesterday. It's a new ism. It's a new shita. It's a new way. Is it right? Is it wrong? It's a different kind of a test. Maybe it's a mitzvah. Who said it's an avera? These two types of Yetzer are internal versus external. Generally, the Yetzer HaMezkadosh is outside of you. It's a new society, a new shita, a new plan. If you have elections here every 4 years, there's a new Yetzer HaMezkadosh, they come and tell you, oh, we're going to save, you know, Great Britain. Our internal, the Yetzer HaMezgaber, it's your internal, whether it's anger or it's taiva, it's something that goes on inside of you. That's lifelong. The isms, they come and they go. Any Hellenists here? Huh? And these are the two antidotes. And it was starting out to come a little bit with myself. Yosef HaTzadik, when he was alone with this person, he knew he was wrong. She's a married woman, even in Ben Noach. It says, V'chotasi le'okim, that tells her, she was a chen le'vracha, says, that even if you'll tell me that this, you see in the stars, that this time you should do it, because it's correct, it's right, it's good for you. Just like marrying two sisters. Yaakov married two sisters. It was before Matan Torah. There was no prohibition other than the patriarchs having kept all of the Torah beforehand. So Yosef says that you can gaze at the stars as long as you want, but Bechotosi Lelokim, Ben Noach, a non-Jew also, is forbidden to commit adultery. So what did he do? It says over there, I don't know if there's any Balkara here. It says, there's a Shalshelis over there. Vayimoin. What does Yimoin mean? It means he refused. So the Sassana says, Lemaein means to refuse without giving a reason. I don't know why he doesn't bring the proof of Miyun. When a young girl says she wants out of a certain marriage under certain conditions, without going into the technicalities here, she's allowed to be Mema'en. She's allowed to say, I refuse. Now, she's a katana, she's a minor. She doesn't, she legally doesn't have any brains, any sense, any judgment. She has brains and she has sense, but she doesn't have legal judgment. So you call it Nilan. He didn't give, he just had to get out of there, had to turn his brain off and leave. In fact, he left his garments in our hands, which is quite a silly thing to do, take another millisecond, grab it back from her, and then leave. No, he had to get out of there. Because I know it's wrong, it's just hard, I have to leave. So you turn your brain off. The second is, and I believe that that's done by Avos Hashem, when you lost someone. So then you do things without understanding them. But there's another part of our so-called Yiras Hashem, fear of Hashem. What does Yiras Shemayim mean? Yiras Shemayim means Hashem has an opinion also. What is it? That's the second type of test where this thing, this isn't, is it a mitzvah, is it an avera? I have to turn my brain on. I have to think. My Rebbe of blessed memory, the Simcha Vassan, when he was a young man, socialism was taking the world by storm. What's wrong with it? I had to sit down and figure it out. It says in the Socialist Manifesto, all the rights of the workers of the world, not a word about their obligations. It's not Torah. You cannot have a system which has only rights and no obligations. That's what we call a baby. A baby is someone who has only rights and no obligations. So he understood it wasn't Torah. Now you turn your mind on. Now, the most important part is what can we do? Based on what we have said until now. First of all, compete where you're strong. You're a parent. Fathers come one to a customer. Grandfathers come one to a customer. There's only one. Would you pay someone to play Scrabble with your child? You could pay someone to learn with your child. Now, there's no question that learning with your child is more of a mitzvah d'oraisa, more of a positive commandment, more of an obligation than playing Scrabble with him. However, you can pay someone to learn with your child, but you can't pay someone to play Scrabble with your child or to listen to how his day went. Maybe hire someone, and maybe someone very trained in university, to listen to your child every day to how his day went and to empathize with him and feel with him, etc. Maybe pay someone to do that every time he comes home. And you can't do that. Because only a father can do that. Only a mother can do that. So you compete where you're strong. Compete where you're strong. You're a parent. You have a you. Feeling rich yourself. Do I have a product? Country Club. That's the handout. For those who aren't listening, I'm just reading from the handout. My Rebbe, this is very important. This is very important. My Rebbe, Zechayn Livrocha, he said, you know, he walks past the country club in America. They used to have signs on country clubs. Use that word here, country club. Yeah? That says on it, I saw photographs of it. No dogs or Jews allowed. So he says, a secular Jew walks past it and he becomes frightfully upset. He goes to the American Civil Liberties Union, he makes a federal case, he's very upset. Calls B'nai B'rit, etc. I walk past it, it doesn't bother me at all. What's the difference? And he said a beautiful thought, and these are his quotes. A secular Jew is paying the price for being a Jew and is not getting the product. You go into a store and you buy a tin of coffee and you put your a few pounds down, if that's what it costs. Yeah? And you walk out of the store without the coffee, it's a terrible feeling. I paid the price. We still need to take the coffee. A secular Jew doesn't know what. Why? I know why. Your children have to feel they have a product. I was sitting on there used to be an airline called PWA. It's the Russian Tavis for the worst airline. Yeah? So I was sitting in business class. I have never bought a business class ticket in my life, but I fly way too much. I got a New Year's card from LOL this year, which is a sure sign I'm flying too much. Second year in a row. And I have kosher meal written all over me. And she says to me, she shows me the business class menu, she says, why don't you take a look and see what you're missing? Huh? Well, I'm missing something. I don't feel I'm missing anything. If your children think they are sacrificing something in order to keep Torah, there isn't the sweetness, the happiness, it's no good. Because they will not be able to withstand the allergens that are outside. Your home has to be a happy place. where you feel you have something. Rav Miller, Rav Avigdor Miller, and American Stam Rav Miller is Rav Avigdor Miller. Rav Mordechai Miller is Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Also, says that there was once a Jewish woman who intermarried. She married a Russian general, and she came through her town in this big fancy carriage. And the people said to each other, "Can Yaydu Kol Ayvecha Hashem? May all of your enemies suffer her fate." The Jew didn't feel he was losing anything when they closed the ghetto walls, the gates. So Baruch Hashem, now we can go into the street. The guy is safely locked outside. That's how our children have to look at their learning. They feel connected to those who are teaching them. They feel loved by and respected by those who teach them and by those who bring them up. They have to feel they have something. Sometimes, you need someone from the other side to say, "No, I've been there." Did you know Uri Zohar? I don't know if that name means anything here. Yeah? Uri Zohar once told me, I edited his book in English, so we know each other. He says to me, he doesn't know if he's going to get Adam Haba. No. If he's going to get the next world. He doesn't know if he's going to get Adam Haba. He says, "But the kid in B'nai Brak, he's going to get Adam Haba." He says, "Me? I know I'm not missing anything. The kid in B'nai Brak, he thinks, he who knows what he's giving up in order to be from. He has Adam Haba." But sometimes that's not good enough to think that you're giving up so much. You need to bring in somebody who says, you know, a child who wants to go on drugs. Not our subject now. If life is to be enjoyed, if I want to feel good, if that's what life is about, if the measure of the value of everything is how much did you enjoy it, so then there's no case against drugs. I want a 20-minute technicolor life and not a 90-minute black and white life. If that's what life is for, to feel good, then there's no answer. You bring in a kid who never went through it and says, "Don't be stupid." And of course, if he's under 20, he knows something about life. You bring in someone from the other side. The rose paradigm is the rose is soft. This is what the Gaon says. It's soft. So even though a thorn sometimes goes into it, but when you pull a thorn out, the petal is still whole. Soft. And prayer, the only surefire answer, Rav Matisyahu Shlita, there's only one Rav Matisyahu in Klal Yisrael, maybe two Rav Chaim, two Rav Miller's Rav Chaim in Levoka. There's only one Rav Matisyahu, Shiyichye Liyovim Toivim Arukim. So he said, the only Eitz that he knows for sure that works is Tfila. We should not forget that the real neshek, I'm trying to think of the word in English, weapon that we have is tefillah. When we learn that at the end of the day, I'm in Hashem's hands. I cannot control who my child is going to sit next to, who he's going to meet on the way to school, on the way back from school, or what he's going to look at. I came to a certain city in the United States. I hadn't been there for 30 years. They said to me, two things: don't turn on the radio and don't look up. Just don't look up. You know, there's certain things you can't control. You daven, and when you daven, you are recognizing you can't control, and you beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help. This is the only surefire answer. After all the parenting books and all the parenting courses, which have value, the end of the day, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam will say, "You do the best you can," and that's including tefillah, "and I'll be here to help you." And then the Chofetz Chaim will say to us at the end of the generations, "How'd you do that? How'd you raise kids in such a crazy world, such a tyrannical world? There's no Hellenism, there's no communism, no socialism, there's no Ebeisms," without getting into details. It's true, and you could earn a living, but Tiber, we never had such a thing back then in Rodden. We didn't have such a thing. How'd you do it? And that is our place, that's our uniqueness in history, and our schus, Beza Hashem, Bitsiwa, that we can be much aware. Yeah.